Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Shenanigans aside, welcome to The Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
I don't remember ever getting top billing, but I'll take it now.
Once in a while. And to his right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
I feel like a caterpillar who's turned into a butterfly because it's been so long.
And my name is Jeremy. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We, like Danny just said, apologize straight off the bat. We haven't been good at doing this. Life has been tough.
We've been emotionally unavailable.
Oh, man. It's been a... January.
We don't normally ghost our listeners too often. But
we try not to, anyway. Yeah.
You know.
But I went to El Salvador, and I want you to check out this beach.
I don't know what that means. But it's, yeah, no, we were not there. You can't podcast in El Salvador anyway, right? They don't have Wi-Fi there.
Yeah, I'm sure you can. Just don't say anything bad.
Maybe that's just my my thoughts.
Jounce is big in El Salvador, in fact.
Are they?
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about doing those tours? Maybe we should do a Japanese tour, like a Chinese
or North
Korean
tour. How do you get from El Salvador to Japanese?
I'm just saying, as far as like the world of touring goes.
Yeah, okay.
You know, like Dave Hill had the thing, you know, it's how I knew Dave Hill,
because
he used to do a UCB show called Big in Japan, and he was huge in Japan and was nothing in New York, his band, so... I'm just saying.
It's true. It's true.
We got to widen if you're for the video watchers.
Valley Lodge did a tour, right?
If I had only taken Spanish in high school instead of French, I could book us a tour in France. I can't book us a tour in South America because my Spanish is not very good.
I thought you were going to say priors. I was wanted to dig into that, but I won't.
No, I do. No.
No priors in El Salvador.
No, okay. Costa Rica perhaps, but that's it.
Yeah, don't you already approach the region sometimes?
I have not been back to Costa Rica in a long time. Yeah, I was at that band Midnight Spaghetti I did that three times. I got to go back and forth to Costa Rica and have fun.
I feel like when you say Midnight Spaghetti, you have to say bruh after or something. Like
Midnight's,
I was in Midnight Spaghetti.
I think
your
full name is
you're
Midnight
legally
Spaghetti.
Obligated to say the full name
is Midnight Spaghetti and the Chocolate G-Strings, which really just, you know. That's why I just say Midnight Spaghetti.
Everybody drink water.
Are you a part of the G-strings or are you part of the spaghetti part?
I don't know. I never used
you gotta figure that shit out. Because...
No, I'm a pickup guy. I'm the, our regular man's out of town. Can you fill in? So I don't have to do anything.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, sometimes they wear like full suit get-ups, like funk style. And I just wear my black jeans and a black shirt and stay in the back and play my funky bass lines.
And then once you're done,
so
everybody's
you're
like, hey, are you the roadie? Are you just filling in or something?
It's the guitar attack. He wears his guitar attack outfit.
Oh, man, you should have seen him. He was at Clem's for 12 hours eating shrimp cocktail because it was half off from noon to noon. Noon
Clem's.
To noon, sir? Yeah, Clem's. I know there's a Clem's in Brooklyn, but Clem's also, to me, it just sounds like a dirty dive bar.
Yeah.
Which Clem's
like
is not.
Joint.
Clem's is an expensive
deliberate.
Yeah. No, but back to our initial thought of being basically just ghosting for a couple months. Life is tough, man. And it's January blahs right now. And we've talked about this every January. I think we've podcasted that it's one of the worst months of the year because it's so fucking depressing. What? No, you don't agree with that?
You could have good. I can't think of anything good right now about it, but there could be good things about
no,
it.
No, I haven't heard that.
You know, there are plenty of good things about it. There are plenty of good things about it.
You're right. Look, and I should be more optimistic.
2 days right off the bat, right next to each other. Well, not next to each other. But, you know, you had New Year's Day and then the day after New Year's Day, which is always the best day.
And then that week they pushed.
Oh, the AKA Landlord's Day.
No, that's second day. Well, in Pennsylvania Dutch, that just means it's second day pork and sauerkraut. So the pork and the sauerkraut have had a whole night to sit in that pot.
To get better.
To get better. So when you eat it for the second day in a row, you're like, oh man, like nothing can be better. And then day three is bad because then you've had so much.
It's funny you should say that. I went to Mama's Empanadas today and it had a Polish one that had kielbasa and sauerkraut inside. And I absolutely did not go for it. I could make it myself, I think.
Did not get that?
No.
That sounds like it'd be right up your alley, Michael.
See, I think that
I know. I know. I have kielbasa at home. I have a home kielbasa.
The thing is, like,
I picture Marona having like what Garth had in his car.
It's just
Twizzlers, but it's kielbasa sauce. He's like, yeah, no, I just got my kielbasa.
And like, he like pulls up to him like the cross guard,
the Bratmobile instead of the Bratmobile, but it's
I'm out of my my thing. Fill me up. Yeah. Get in
that. It's weird. It's weird that Michael has a butcher's knife right as you walk in. So when he asks if you want kielbasa, he just grabs with one hand the knife and the other hand the long rope of kielbasa.
Why is the seatbelt so slimy?
Best car to get stuck in a snowstorm in would be that one. I actually, funny you mentioned the Polish thing, because I made Reuben egg rolls last night. Which is sauerkraut.
Tofu Reuben egg rolls or tempeh?
Sauerkraut, fake meat, and cheese and sauce, and you roll it up like an egg roll and fry it. Found it in Ohio. That's an Ohio delicacy. What's that?
But I had that Thousand Island dressing on that.
Oh, I had that. Yeah. We dipped too.
Got to be a true Reuben.
Yeah. It wasn't great, but I did my best. They're kind of flat. You know, I don't know how they cook them. To make those egg rolls.
I would make you a tofu Reuben, Jeremy. That's one recipe that I picked up from the South one time.
Oh, man. Well, that's what I had today was the broccoli Reuben. If you want to go with the vegetarian angle, ladies and gentlemen.
That would be your roller derby name, actually.
It's not bad.
Jeremy's roller derby name is Broccoli Reuben.
Yeah, Broccoli Reuben. That's not bad. It's funny because right here on this little piece of paper, a long time ago, we talked about our fast food. Our first fast food places, and Michael, you were Pensacola Whataburger. I was Tallahassee Sonic, and then Danny, you couldn't decide, but we went with Jersey Sonic. Yeah.
Jeremy, Tallahassee Sonic is like, you're definitely getting a title shot this year. You're getting it with a name like that, you're getting a title shot. Tallahassee Sonic, you're on a roll here. Let's name him one more time, Dan, and maybe he'll go to the top. Yeah,
it's the insidest of inside jokes.
You know what? Whataburger is like, you know, that weird experience in college. It's only happened once, and it remains, you know, very pleasant in my memory in that way. I don't know if I revisited it, it would be the exact same.
I've got one.
A weird experience in college. I would imagine so when you have a round diploma school.
No. I'm just thinking about places what we've been talking about with fast food joints, and so mine would be Patterson Checkers.
Whoa,
Checkers is a pretty good name.
It could be a blues musician.
It's your cousin, Patterson Checkers. Get a load. You know that new sound you've been looking for? Listen to this.
Hey guys, I'm really sorry. We haven't done the podcast in a few months. I've been out on tour with Patterson Checkers doing the Southeast.
Patterson Checkers, famous DJ that unlocked the Bergen County sounds to the rest of young teeny bop listeners. Needy for that new hip thing.
A lot of squishing. Yeah. Some weird sounds in there.
DJ Bonebreak, the drummer from X, got all of his drumming skills from Patterson Checkers back in the day.
DJ Bonebreak. That's real. I don't know about Patterson. Man, those are good names. I'm gonna have to live up to that.
Yeah, let's Patterson Checkers.
Yeah. I don't think
Tallahassee Sonic. I don't think that might be the best.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
That's top tier. Well, I don't think Bensonhurst White Castle really comes close either.
It doesn't exist anymore either. I don't think it counts.
Yeah. That's true. It's now.
I got rid of all of them around here.
Yeah.
But how was your holidays, fellas?
Ridgewood White Castle. That's the closest one for you, is the Ridgewood White Castle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, did you convince Zillow to use the White Castle radius on their as a filter on their app?
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, I want to put them out of business even worse than they are now.
Hey, they've been around since 1920, guy.
Really?
Yeah, they've been around forever. If all of them fight it out, let White Castle stick around. They may be slidery, but they're...
Oh, I thought you were talking about Zillow. I'm sure White Castle has been around that long.
Oh yeah, I felt like
Zillow's been making people feel like homes are unaffordable since 1920.
Yeah, since 1920. Yeah, I figured it'd be 1929. Be a little bit more on the nose.
I did an order for lunch one day at the office, and I got White Castle, and everybody else had these fancy like Brooklyn, like, you know, faux noodles, and like somebody had a salad from one of those fancy places, and I just had this Crave case of Beyond Burgers or whatever.
Yeah. You got a Crave case for your face?
I got six of them, half a Beyond Burgers. Or Impossible.
Are they denoted on the outside?
Yeah.
Is it denoted on the outside that it's a Beyond Burger Crave case? Yeah. So everybody realizes
they're thicker
that
and they don't have holes in them and shit like the
Jeremy makes sure that's day three of the 3 days he works, so he doesn't have to come back the next day and people shun him for it.
I believe that was a Friday, so we washed it. We had 3 days to, you know, 2.5 days to clean the memory.
Disinfect the bathrooms.
Yeah. Oh, man. But yeah, how was everybody's holidays were good, I hope. We didn't do a power hour this year. That I want to change next year. We'll figure it out. But I do feel bad we missed Brett and
I think
Santa
we're just admitting that spirits aren't as high as they could be. That's all.
I think that's exactly
it goes right along with the theme. Yeah.
Well said.
The highs and highs and lows of a pandemic. What can you say?
Who freaking knew? I'm ready to tour. I'm ready to do shows. I'm ready. I'm just ready. And every time we get close and then we backtrack, it's just like throws me into a funk.
It was a beautiful moment to share the stage with both of you this year, considering we didn't do it at all last year.
Yeah. You mean that one time? Two times? Two times.
Just one time.
We got two shows in.
We'll do it again.
Did we get two shows in? We got one show in.
Oh, no. It was canceled. Yeah. All right. We got one show in. Hey, one's better than none.
Well, I love Jeremy's.
You're a heck of a tease, Jeremy.
Yeah. No, because we had the other one that was canceled because of the Omicron. My buddy Edmund and I were talking about what the other strains are going to be called once they come, because chances are they are.
Shockwave.
Yeah. I was thinking...
I made a very poor joke,
which was Necrocon, which was... No way, it was some other wording, but some necro.
No,
in there.
Necrocon
said, well,
was canceled
everybody...
because of the virus. You can go to Necrocon because too many people were not.
But I tried
surviving.
To fit in a zombie angle, you know what I mean? Be a necro something, necro Omnicon, and that's sort of like where all the dead COVID people just come back to life.
It was a really challenging character.
Yeah.
In soon, Street Fighter 3.
I shouldn't joke like that, but you guys obviously loved it. You're cackling, but.
It's I get it. It's like Waking Dead, but with COVID instead. I get it.
Too soon. I know. Oh, other than that, other than my horrible diet, other than what else are we going to talk about? Yeah.
We've come out of our holes just to talk about this shit
just
with you.
Firing. Yeah. No, it's hard. It's hard to do this shit sometimes. So
don't you look forward
to
January being over?
Yeah, I think
that's
we crushed your
that's
car
something to
in
look
January,
forward to.
Wasn't that part of the January block?
It just came up. Just came up on a memory? Time hop memory. We put your car away a couple days ago.
See, the Cavalier said goodbye at this time.
El Cavalero. I still got it, man.
I still nail it.
Yeah. But anyhow.
Yeah, January is definitely a time of death and renewal. We've already seen it with the famous people dying. you could do ones on it all day. You want, however, January to end, because then we know Danny's birthday is coming. And sometimes it comes early. Sometimes it comes late in February, but usually it comes early in February. Sometimes it comes earlier than other days.
Sometimes my birthday for you comes earlier than my birthday.
I think early is better than late, you know? At least count your stars that way.
Yeah, you're thinking about it. Oh, I know. I get it. I get it. I just feel like I just feel like for the last few years, I've been really, ever since Mike turned 40, it's been a...
It's been weighing on you.
It's your 40s. And then now I get to join the club. So I know it's not going to be fun for me.
I'm pretty sure your midlife crisis is going to go better than mine. So we're all cheering for you, but
you got
an unlimited role to kill Bossy. That's fucking true. Dream.
I drive around in a Bratmobile. What do you drive?
But you have the Bratmobile extension that works right into your house.
God, I just want little mini sausages to be pulled out, you know, that you can.
Okay, easy.
You get
okay,
some
easy,
of those
Jeremy.
Vienna. You get some of those Vienna sausages, bud.
No, they have to be on a line, you know, like the Mirthmobile.
Beyond Vienna sausages for Jeremy.
You take the can of Vienna sausages. You go all the way to the other end of the aisle to where you get all your toiletries. You get some unscented, unflavored
floss.
No. That's right. Tampons.
Yep. Absolutely. And then not. you also you go into the little travel section and you get that little tiny kit for sewing. And so that way
you're doing a popcorn Christmas tree.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So why not? You said that's what you want. Yes, of course you can eat it. That's why you get floss. That shit goes in your mouth.
Oh yeah. Well, if you're doing that, if you're combining things, then that's
a
whole different story.
That's what I'm saying to you. You're using the floss as the string. That way, you can eat it off there, and also, you know, get in between your teeth.
Speaking of cool accessories, my buddy had his dad had an old Chevy truck, and he had installed. And you'd open the glove box, and it'd fall down, and you'd hit this button, and then whiskey would come out. I don't know how he did it back in the day, but you would just push it and then he would just have whiskey in his little cup. He could just drink while he was driving.
That is a Homer Simpson indicator. That's a Homer Simpson indicator.
Definitely. Yeah.
That's true.
But I guess my question I'm posing is, you know, have you had any cool car things? Because, I mean, I had something like a Mirthmobile, but it didn't have the thing. You know what I mean?
What did it have?
But it did have a bubble window in the back, which was kind of fun. You know what I mean? It was kind of 70s looking and perfect. I used to ride it down the alley in neutral because I didn't want to waste gas and then I have to use it coming up the hill. But that was how I practiced to get my driver's license. Look at me now.
I would go down the backside of the Verrazano Bridge in neutral thinking that I would save gas. Is that silly?
That's interesting, actually.
Is that silly? That's a lot. I don't think it was good for the transmission.
Yeah, but that's not good for the transmission. It's just be like, I'm driving,
putting it in neutral and then dropping it back into fourth like that at the bottom of the hill.
No, I wouldn't be doing that.
And then going back in overdrive?
Does your car have a eco mode?
I don't know which one we're talking about.
I don't know. The Prius. My car has a thing that you push and it just squirts out half of the gas from the accelerating, it
helps you make a getaway, right?
It just saves you gas somehow or another, but
it squirts it into your pursuer's faces. That's what it does with the gas.
Well, that's a different thing. See, that's the innovation we need. We need stuff like that. Yeah,
they were doing that stuff 50 years ago, right?
What stuff 50 years ago?
I don't know.
Licorice dispensers.
Much about.
The Prius does not have
eco mode. I don't think. I think it's sicko mode. The Prius has sicko mode where two machetes come out and they find whoever jacked up the car and stole my catalytic converter and they get them back because that's the reality of January of death.
Speaking
2022. It happens.
Yeah.
It's hard out there for a lot of people. You know, people need to steal stuff.
Yes. And specifically people who did not have my catalytic converter before and then briefly held it.
Did you get it back? Well, you said
it's
briefly
got to be a better way.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm sure it's on its way back right now.
What do you think they resell them?
Just
how
go
much
to Willett's
they resell
Point.
Them for?
You can go to Willett's Point and be like, "Hey,
I'll meet it there."
That's the car.
You ever play a video game where you know where the object is going to be, so you arrive before it gets there.
That's the last boss in Wolfenstein 3D. You have to know that he's coming before you get there. So if that's where you were going, say, if like, that's where you were going, I was like, I'm right there with you.
I figured if they want to kill your character in Grand Theft Auto 5, you just go to the dispensary and post up with a gun.
Oh, fuck, guys. Speaking of that, some assholes found my dad's phone number, my phone number, and Solo's phone number, and they've been calling people. I don't know if they cloned my phone. I don't know how that works. I'm not changing
what do you mean
my
calling
number.
People? They spoof. That looks like it's from you?
You could just spoof whatever phone number it says, you know.
Yeah, but it has their phone number on it. Like they're.
I mean,
like,
Mike gives out my address all the time, so it might be Mike. Let me check in first.
Hey, we haven't done that in a long time.
I know.
Yeah, if you have a problem with it, let us know at 347-470-8150. The Danny and Mike line is still open for business.
Still
open. And
we actually
your
have
voicemails.
A few. We'll do one of those at some point. But
we're,
yeah,
we're thankful to communicate with the people. You could also, you know, drop us a line and tell them, Jeremy.
347-470-8150. Ah, he's getting there.
Thank you.
It only took a year. That's what we've been doing this past 7 months or whatever, 4 months we missed.
Making voicemail messages for each
other. Trying to get Danny
other.
To learn all of our codes.
I say it at night 3 times before I go to bed, and I say it twice when I wake up in the morning and once when I do my first poopy.
What do you say?
347-470-8150.
He's got it. He's got it. It's in there for life. And you can be in there for life if you let us know.
It's probably the only phone number I can remember, to be completely honest. Even the some
I
other
have
ones
a few
I have,
phone numbers memorized. Yeah.
Like my old Ohio number from when I grew up as a kid. I know that, which is not ours anymore, but here's a for instance. Danny and I were at a comedy festival, and I don't know if we've ever told this story in the podcast, but we were at a comedy festival, and I had a rental car. It was San Francisco, a very beautiful festival. Shout out to the Sketchfest. But we, late at night, we went to an after party, I think this is how it went, and we may have been, you know, doing some things, some greenery things, you know, maybe. And I was sober enough to drive. I was fine. So I drove, got out. I was staying in a house with cats, so I had to go get some sort of antihistamine. I went in with a box, a picture of the one that I used from the house that I was going to replace. And I was looking.
A box of Sudafed?
Yeah, so I was in like a CVS or something in San Fran, and I was looking at these things. It probably took like 15 minutes. Danny's sitting out in the car. My phone's out there. I didn't take it in or anything. And I go finally check out after like, you know, 17 minutes or something. And I go outside and he is nowhere to be found. It is like 3 a.m. in San Francisco and he is completely, and I'm a little stoned. So I'm like, I start thinking things like maybe I have always been here. Maybe this has always been my life.
Did he take the car? Did he take the car?
San Francisco.
I've never existed.
Yeah.
He took the car.
I've never existed at all. It's a, you really start thinking about
it. I got
about.
Whooped up by the police and I had to move the car.
Well, yeah, long story short, he left and my phone was in the car, so it's not like he could text me and say, so I had to track down a cop and say, hey, listen, my buddy, and I didn't know his phone number. Like, how?
Listen, I'm having a freak out and my buddy just is.
And I tried to play it cool. And of course, he went and looked around the block for him, couldn't find him. And, and then I realized, oh, shit, you can call my phone. I knew my phone number. So he called, Danny answered. The cop called him, I guess. Danny answered and then got the address. And I got a cop ride in the cop car in the front seat all the way to the rental, to Joe's house, actually. So that was the thing. Don't ever leave your phone in the car when you go in for an errand.
And don't talk to a cop and do not let a cop use your phone. Like, God, what were you doing letting that cop use your phone?
Well, luckily I'm glad I was in there. I mean, I wish I'd have had it, but I'm glad it was there because otherwise I would have been living on the streets in San Francisco. We wouldn't be doing this right now. I just would have folded
in.
We could still be doing this.
I'd like to say that I wasn't inebriated to that. I couldn't drive a car. I wasn't inebriated.
Yeah.
I'd been
drinking.
Think
weed's a little different personally. That's my
repeated disclaimers. I think are all you guys need. I think our audience
yeah, legally
is savvy
it
enough
yeah,
to understand.
You're doing okay. I think we're all right, but yeah, it scared the shit out of me. I was just alone.
Look,
have
you ever gotten a ticket that then goes to the rental car company that then never shows up to you, that then gives a huge bill because it hasn't been paid and it's in you know,
that part about not Indiana. Showing up to me. What? Tell me about that, because it seems like you just ignore him or don't look at him. I mean, it seems that's completely feasible. That's what everybody knows. But
I got two parking tickets like in Portugal, and I had to figure it out once I came back.
They're registered. The car is not registered to you. It's registered to the rental company. So that's where the tickets are going to go. I figure.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I wouldn't know because I don't drive cars elsewhere.
The problem with all these
tolls. I don't
know because
I don't rent cars. My name is Michael C. Morona. I own cars.
What an
idiot,
right?
I got a couple of them.
No, what a jerk.
Yeah, I don't know. They have a thing now where they'll just charge you by your license plate and send it to you. And then they'll send it to the rental company. And of course, the rental company, as you say, I look at my mail.
You get a surcharge.
I'm like, yes. And they say, yeah, and there's
and that's
but
where
there's
they
no
got
other,
you.
Yeah, it sucks. I could complain all day about this cars. We have half of an episode, basically. So what can we talk
have
about
Have you
next?
Ever thought of...
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Have you ever thought about taking the train back to Ohio? Is there any... It's like, it's ridiculous. It takes a long time to get there.
I mean,
it sucks,
my younger days, I thought about doing the Greyhound, but then that guy got decapitated on one, and then I was just like pumping the brakes a little bit. On the Greyhound. Never been on I've ever been on the Chinatown bus to Boston that gets you there in like record time because they don't stop.
You can go, they go everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I got
they drive at unsafe speeds.
One time I had to play a gig with Midnight Spaghetti, and I had to.
What's the full name of that band?
Midnight Spaghetti and the Chocolate G Strings. And I had to go all the way to DC to get picked up to play the show, and it was good money. And I could only do it if I came back that night. And so I had to take like a night Chinatown bus from DC back to New York, and it broke down in the bores in the tunnel underneath Baltimore and sat there and fucked traffic up for an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Years.
They had to like pull us out in like one of those gigantic tow trucks, you know, like the tow trucks that tow the tow trucks.
Yeah.
Like big boys.
Yeah. Alfie's favorite. Big wheels.
And then they couldn't find the second bus, and the guy who was in the second bus, it was a nightmare. It was also the last time I ever took that bus. And on the way down, I had to fight a Chinese businessman for my elbow space. Because he was sitting next to me, and he was he was man spreading, and we were literally like pretty much fighting the whole time. Like,
you were joint fencing?
It was really uncomfortable. I won.
You were
won
fencing
out.
With elbow and knee, right?
Yes.
Not down all the way down to the feet. All the way down to the feet.
Elbow. It was elbow and my calf. It was
and
like
knee.
Yeah. Well, mostly calf. I was trying to push the. the calf out to be like, yo, dude, I need a little bit of space here. Anyway, yeah, it's the worst. I will never do it again.
It's weird how people, because I'll put a, in my mind, I put a separator, but like on an airplane or something, I just put a separator between us. And then I'm like, all right, I'm going to take half of that armrest. I'm just going to put my elbow on it. You know, whatever 25% real estate that I own legally that I've purchased. I guess it's different in a bus, but
It's the same exact thing. That's why I keep the window seat so I can just lie against the side of a plane for the entire trip.
Love
them. Hey, listeners, if you're ever in an airplane and you see a guy that looks like me and I'm in the window seat, it's probably me.
It's probably me. Don't be afraid to say seats, hi.
It's probably him.
And
it's probably him.
And if Michael C. Marona and Jeremy and I are all sitting in the same aisle.
Yeah.
And Jeremy is in the
That vapor in the air, that's just from the air system. That don't just disregard it completely. That is from the airplane.
We have to be nice, and somebody has to sit in the middle. That's like pulling the shortest straw.
And guess, listener, if you were doing a poll right now of who would sit in the middle between Danny, Mike, and myself, who do you think would be automatically assigned to that middle seat? You're correct. It was me. Most times. Yes. So for the record,
much like
I'm saying, you mostly get the window seat. And I think Mike's had an aisle seat a couple times.
I was going to say, much like the layout of this this podcast right now, you're in the middle.
A lot of weird. We're getting our groove back. Yeah, we're all Stellas right now. Just trying to get it back.
We are all stars, Jeremy. We are all made of stars.
Yeah, stardust. This is new. I think I'm going to buy a green laser to try to contact aliens. I don't know if you guys have heard of this, but
I have a red laser that I play with Pokey with. She loves to chase that shit right up the wall.
I got to do it. I'm getting
cabinets,
the whole, I'm getting
doors,
into it.
Everything.
You just wait.
Rugs.
I'm going to send pictures and I'm just going to have some friends from the great beyond. Actually, that new telescope looks amazing. I don't know if you've seen any of the, I haven't seen pictures from it, but.
Oh, the web? You're a big web guy?
It's like you can see.
W-E-B-B?
You can, no, the new one they put, is that the web?
Yeah, James Webb.
Oh, but basically, I think there was a photo of two, and like you see these little galaxies, and that's our whole entire galaxy, and there's like 30 of them. And just my mind races, because I'm like, there has to be somebody with a fucking spaceship on one of these motherfuckers. Like, just fly down and say, hey, I want one picture.
You big X-Files guy, Jerry?
Guy, how much paranormal caught on tape do you need to watch to know that that is real, and they're all there? And all that stuff is real, and weird little clouds that move too slow and don't look like other clouds are fucking alien.
Yeah. No,
The Air Force said so, didn't they?
Yeah, the Air Force said so.
Yeah, they don't know.
They did.
Unexplained aerial phenomenon. Yes. Yeah.
Jeremy, what is that like? Do you think, because I feel like we got to fix our problems here. We can't be, you know, the waiting for Superman of, you know, the world, thinking, oh, aliens are going to come here and save and fix shit for us. I feel like we have to solve our own problems here.
I think you're right, but my guess would be, unless they found some sort of nirvana or like eternal peace, they're probably going to be the same as us with the same problems and the same, you know, they have one guy, you know, three aliens, you know, like take a spaceship, you know, like on a tour. And then this one alien that does a lot of the legwork, you know, he gets put right in the middle chair.
It's really telling and special to see when those reports come out that alien life also has a 33% divorce rate.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it's the same. Yeah. I mean, you know, galaxy wide, I don't know, but yes, I think those stats.
You know, the weirdest, it's like the aliens have seven hearts, but they also have the second highest cardiovascular disease in the solar system.
Incident. They're really a lot like us.
Yeah.
Jeremy, is that what you're looking for? Are you looking to feel this? No, seriously, are you looking to feel this communion with something elsewhere? Because I have said this before on the show, but maybe you want to search this out right now, Jeremy. Get your fact checker fingers out. Jeremy reminds me most of Marty, who played the alien in Space Geeks and Johnny Unitas.
Wow.
He also, he had He had had open heart surgery. So kind of like, I feel like you had a kinship with him in a way, but also, are you searching him right now?
I'm looking,
see some,
yeah.
It's going to be tough. That's a tough. I like how Michael's like an obscured, you know, fucking Pete and Pete
right.
reference.
Show me.
Bring it up.
Show
now.
Me Saint Ronan of Ainsley. What do you think, Dan? Yeah. Does Jeremy look a little bit like Marty to you? Does you get that reminder a little bit now that I say
I can't
it?
Tell you who Marty is.
We have to watch Marty in the museum.
Marty
in the museum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll do a rewatch.
I'm losing my Pete and Pete cred right now. Why don't we talk about that for the listener?
You could save it. You could save it by renaming your kid Artie from Alphonse.
We might finally start rewatching Pete and Pete and giving our own DVD commentary.
Yeah, Jeremy is proud to announce his newest podcast venture, Wellsville Boys, in which two guys who have never watched Pete and Pete before get together and watch a show.
It's going to be huge.
That's Marty.
That's pretty close. I had that hair. Oh, 100%.
I remember that kid.
100%.
You totally had that hair. I remember your old pictures. Yeah. Let it roll a little bit. He does all this like alien spindly stuff, and I feel like it's what you're looking for. Okay, get rid of that.
All right.
We're editing this out for a podcast and keeping it for the Patreon.
For the listener.
Yeah. For the listener, Jeremy just brought up some old video and I was vindicated.
We want to do some rewatching. The boys are going to maybe do some rewatching and some fun will be had and maybe even some games. I don't know. Could be.
No. Your assignment, if you choose to accept it, is to
continue
Jeremy,
to listen
to
us.
Watch.
Oh.
Well, that too. Thanks to the listeners. Thank you for making this happen. Jeremy's assignment is to watch an episode of Pete and Pete he's never watched before.
I can do that.
With a person.
I feel like I should watch the last episode ever. I feel like that's
Saturday.
Start there.
And you
all walk behind the ice cream truck.
It's a weird ending that wasn't going to be an ending that turned into the ending.
Yeah, it's a coda. It's a coda without a.
Because you
must have some musical terms, Dan.
Musical terms?
What do you call that when a theme ends without? What do you call that when a theme ends without being resolved?
A deceptive cadence.
Mm-mm. I don't think it's deceptive cadence.
Well.
When I tell G that I don't believe him, I think he's lying about something, he says, I believe myself.
Sketchy.
He looks at me and says, I believe myself.
That's teenage talk right there. You've got it.
It's crazy. I'm thinking about all the mind shit that I used to do at that age. I don't think I was this argumentative. Awesome. They're learning.
Send him to grandma.
Over the holidays, we were at my parents' house, and I was trying to put Alfie to sleep, and he kicked me in the balls, and it hurt really bad. And I like went down. I was like, "Ah!" And I made a big deal of it. I didn't mean to, but I did because it fucking hurt. And I said, "You got to be careful." And he said, "You got hit Daddy's penis like that." And he said, I like kicking Daddy's penis.
Yeah.
I love it, Daddy. I love to kick. I love to kick your penis. And like, I have it. I didn't, not the video, just the audio of it. And like, the way he raises the way he raises the stakes to be like really rub it in. Like, I love it, Daddy.
Just to rub it in a little more. Yeah.
I love to kick your penis.
You might have to work on that. Yeah. You know, you could tell them things like, you know, if you really try hard and you really keep dick kicking and you really put a lot into it.
You can kick grandpa's
penis. No, you could go play in the NBA because there's a guy in the former college Duke guy who just kicked people in the dick all the time and still plays basketball.
A guy kicked me in the nuts in basketball.
Really?
Thank you for reminding me, Jeremy. Yes. Yes.
Well, it was much easier to do in the 90s with very long shorts because you couldn't really tell where the legs and the feet were coming
from.
Yes.
But once the Fab Five came through.
Bill Laimbeer was never able to discreetly kick anyone in.
Could not. Yes.
If anybody ever pulls your chain wallet out of your wallet and holds it in front of you and just says, "Hey, can try to grab it out of the air," don't do it because it's just going to swing back and going to hit you in the dick. People have done that to me. They've been like, "Hey, you ever saw this trick?"
How many times?
It's like, yeah, you just hold this here, and he held it by my put it in my hand. And he's like, "All right." So then I just hold this up here, and then he just let it go, and it was just like hit me right in my testes. Oddly enough, in the sore testes, which was, it was very sore around that time, so that'll rear its ugly head again.
How did they know? How were you targeted like that?
It was a coincidence. It was a major coincidence.
Some people have the ability to look at people and be like, "You're having a girl." Jeremy is able to look at people, or people are able to look at Jeremy, and they're like, "Oh, he's got tender testes."
Yeah, yeah, it's written all over your balls.
That right one, you got to keep an eye on, boy. Yeah,
yeah.
Everybody has something, you know. I thought you were going to say that I could just squat down to anyone's testes and tell what gender of the baby it was going to be. Because that would be
that's a fun.
I've
never been wrong. Pull your pants down, Johnny.
Dung it, yeah.
Yeah. You've heard of assigned female at birth. Now meet assigned female by Jeremy.
I can tell which sperm is going to be what before it even leaves the body.
I do not believe you. I think they move too fast for you.
I don't know.
That's like Neo, like knowing about every single one of those bullets that he stops before they hit him.
There's probably been like
that's like him knowing like who made each of those bullets in the factory.
Well, you got to be regular about it, okay? If you go a couple days without letting your guys out, they're going to swim in circles and you'll never get pregnant. That's what I heard.
What do you mean let your guys out? First of all, disgusting. Don't say that like that. That's weird. Second of all, what do you mean? Do you mean wear less tight underwear?
No. No, if you're trying to have a baby, you want to be ejaculating frequently to keep your sperm fresh.
Okay,
must we really? There is a post fertilization analog, and that is that alligator eggs will incubate at a high temperature, and at a certain cutoff, the gender of the hatchlings is affected one way or the other.
So you're saying that people in the alligator farm, if they wanted to, can play God and pick and choose?
No, I think he's saying I should inject gator blood into my veins so I can actually make this whole seeing the gender through the testicles thing real.
Do you remember me getting gator when we went down to Florida? Like ordering gator at some place that we went to. I remember going to Whataburger with you. I don't remember getting
that was in Gaines. Was that Gainesville? Must have been Gainesville. Gainesville feels like real alligator eating town.
I feel like we looked at records in Gainesville, didn't we?
Sure. And Mike ate gator.
Got a sticker.
Where did we look at records?
Isn't that the record store? Isn't that the record store where you guys fought over the record, and now you guys have domestic partnership over a certain record?
I think
still
have that record.
The Gene Krupa record. Yeah, yeah, I got it right now. Yeah, the Gene Krupa record.
Just I think
so
I have
know.
Two of you with you in a bag.
Oopsies.
Here.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring up some old shit, guys.
I know. Well, that's the other thing about missing Christmas is like we missed our record exchange.
I know. I have two records for you. Do you want me to do it over the over here? Do you want me to just show you?
Oh, I have your St. Stephen's Day record over here, and your birthday record, and your Christmas record.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I have your Boxing Day records.
And your anniversary record. Yeah.
They're Jack Johnson. Get it? Boxing Day,
and
Jack
Easter
Johnson.
Record.
No.
Your
Jack
and
Johnson's.
Your Easter record.
Guys. Podcast.
Jack Johnson.
Only John Mayer references.
It's
when
Jack Johnson, the boxer, not Jack Johnson, the records. But that's the joke, is that it's the record. I don't know if you got it. Yeah. I wasn't sure if you understood it, Jeremy. Yeah. I know Jeremy's so old, he got to see Jack Johnson fight.
Shut the fuck up. I was ringside. It was the guy with the bucket. Just the wet towels. The guy with the wet towels. I wish I haven't. That's one thing I do miss. We did go to, that was my birthday thing for a while. Was I go to boxing matches around my birthday, and can't fucking do that.
Yeah, we went a couple times.
Yeah,
you can go. You're still allowed to go, Jeremy.
We got a photo. Or, I think it was me, Tom, Danny, and a whole bunch of people went. My buddy Tom, and there were the Corona girls there, and of course they're wearing spandex and t-shirts, and they're showing their bellies.
I think due to climate change, people keep dying around your birthday because they're known as the dog days of summer. So it's really like not safe for people to be fighting at that
true
wet bulb temperature that indicates human activity is very deadly.
That's a good point. Well, I did when I got my picture taken with the coronavirus, I pulled my shirt up so I could show my belly too.
Only the most vulnerable.
You did? You did the
elderly,
release?
Oh yeah, I got it. I'll send it to you.
Non-air conditioned New York City apartment. August 2nd deaths there have been over his birthday.
79 right now in the old Seltzer King studio. Boys, you're going to have to get on it and come. We got to record one more here before this place wraps up, which is happening rapidly. Pretty soon.
Did you find a place?
To move out by February 1st if we can.
Did you find a place?
Still looking. We'll talk. We could talk about that off the pod, but I'm just saying, in general, we want the deets
because one does not simply move and then find a place.
Did you guys
know?
I feel like, Jeremy, you should just move to Yonkers because it's going to be the Burbank of Los Angeles. Have you seen that article?
Oh, everyone is saying Yonkers.
Building the stages.
Lionsgate. Lionsgate.
When you do your taxes, you would have to check. The
city of Yonkers,
which I never understood why they have a whole separate
city of Yonkers. Yes, that's always they have their own taxes. It's annoying.
I don't know
why.
It's
a very interesting city. It's like how would you compare it to
it's like Shreveport, like Louisiana of New York.
I was going to say Phoenix City, Alabama, but that's fine. That's just fine.
Yeah. It's still ballparky. I did a job in Shreveport, Louisiana. Our hotels overlooked a Waffle House. It's pretty special.
I got lost in Yonkers.
I would have put a zip line in and paid extra for that room.
And then there was a gas station with a casino in it, which was fun too.
I guess then that's always runs the risk of a Waffle House customer climbing up the zip line.
I got lost in Yonkers. I found a mafioso type guy, and he befriended me and took me home.
Lost in Yonkers, very funny. Danny Girard, not Danny Tamborelli.
Is that
Do you remember a kid named Danny Tuffarelli who used to audition around the same time as
No,
we were auditioning?
Did he always go like 10 minutes after you
it
or
was
something?
Always,
with
yeah,
a
I'd
ballsy
always see him
and
be like Tamborelli and then Tuffarelli. I was like, you motherfucker.
Tuffarelli. Oh, that'd be great.
He's a nice kid. Nice guy.
He's your Jimmy Taco. I'm going to say that line.
J-Talk. Well, we're speeding towards the end here, of our comeback episode. I'm not sure content wise, it's been top 10 out of 10, but you know what? They're not all 10s. You know what I mean? Sometimes
and
you get a 6
in there. If you want me to sit here and talk about the last 3 months being bad with family.
Well, we did that for 10 minutes.
None of us want to hear any of that. That's why it's tough. We want to hear it from you and turn it into content that we turn around and sell to you at 347-470-8150. Give us your shittiest family stories, and we will not exploit them. We will simply listen to them and sympathize. If you leave a callback number, there's always a chance that we will call you back. There's always a chance.
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, that episode
we've done it before.
Record the audio correctly, so...
Ooh.
Yeah, shout out to Maggie from Dayton, I believe she called. Every time when I drive home or to Ohio, I see Patascala.
He shakes his fist. Yeah,
Patascala. Yeah,
Patascala. Anyway,
just gonna leave those both there for her. Yeah, we are. We're
Stay
trying to get back on schedule.
Stay tuned to us, please.
Moena.
We're not going through growing pains. We're just figuring out what else to do.
It's hard. Yeah, it's just life stuff.
We're just repairing the Bratmobile. We're not moving out on you. We're not running out on you. We're just repairing the Bratmobile.
We're going to get a quart of slime
milk.
Or whatever.
Cigarettes. A quart of cigarettes. A whole quart.
A pack of cigarettes and we'll see
And
you
we're
soon.
Coming back.
Yeah. No, but the we got a very nice message from someone that I had forwarded to you guys that said, "I hope you guys, please, I hope you guys are still making podcasts. Like you, during these times, you're all I, you know, you're all I listen to." And I'm just like, "That's amazing." First of all, thank you for doing that, and thank you for. We love it too. We want to do it, and we're just trying to get through the rough parts and still have something good that people would listen to. So we thank you for sticking with us.
We're happy to announce that we now accept Patreon payments in Peatcoin.
Seltzer Coin is coming.
And, thanks.
Crab Coin.
Yes, no.
Zeppeli Coin, also known as Funnel Coin, depending on how you like.
Ripper Coin? Yeah.
Overseas.
Just slimy
overseas.
All the time and cut in half.
Overseas. Yeah. Yeah. There's a Rutz Hut Coin.
Yeah.
That is just strictly rippers.
Rip a coin.
Rip
so much. It's a lot.
It's a great idea for Rutz Hut. Well, that would be a good one. Hey, Rut, every 10 dogs, you get a free one, and you call it Ripper Coin. Hey, you get 10.
I'd say
Rip Axe.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
I think it's good. I would eat 10 to get an 11th for free.
What would you do?
Not in one sitting. But
not in one sitting?
Not in one sitting, but.
What? How about over a day?
Taylor Ham coin? T-Ham? T-Coin? No, it's not going to
Could work. You eat 5 for breakfast and 5 for lunch? How about that?
That'd be a rough night.
I could do that. Mm. I don't know.
I ain't no Joey Chestnut.
Did you have your beloved Taylor Ham when you went back to
I ain't no fake Chestnut neither.
Yes,
I guess you still eat it on the regs. Yeah.
I don't eat it on the regs. You know, this is, I'm not proud of this, and I shouldn't say this to everyone who's listening, but I let a log of Taylor Ham go bad in my fridge.
Wow, go bad.
Yeah.
That's the one your mother-in-law gave you?
You're
going to be charged the non-resident Easy Pass toll.
I know.
You're
going to
be charged the New Yorker Easy Pass toll next time you go across.
Yeah.
Arguing about losing the transpo cost.
Abby's has just put your name up.
It costs me so much to go over the damn Delaware now. It is so expensive.
Old Towers at Abby.
Abby's Diner just put your name up on the not wanted
Go listen to that episode, Towers at Abbey episode. If you want something else to listen to after the, if you want a Taylor Ham,
need some
expose.
Taylor Ham related content.
That's right.
You just need to know. Just need to know that Danny's name in my phone is still, after all these years of us going there, Taylor Ham Borelli.
Taylor Ham Borelli,
and I have to, and I will search for. I will start to text him and write DAN, and my brother comes up, and I'm saying, "Where's my fake brother?" And then I realize that I have to backspace that and spell it Taylor.
Don't tell my son that you have me named Taylor somewhere, because he's obsessed with this little girl named Taylor from a movie that we watched over the holidays. It's a holiday movie called Heaven Sent.
Oh, no.
And it's really bad.
You know what?
Bad.
They're all named Taylor in that movie. And no offense to our fans, our listeners who like Taylor names.
Yeah. A lot of Alyssas.
We know there's a lot of Taylors out there, but likely there are also a lot of sailors.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of candlestick makers.
He doesn't,
like, some
say
bakers,
that. He doesn't wake up. He doesn't wake up in the middle of the night and want to come into the bed and talk about candle makers. He's talking about Taylor.
Right.
Dada, I want to see Taylor now.
Okay. Like, okay.
Was Taylor
I think
a little
your kid?
Kid
is Dieter from Sprockets, actually. He's not
well,
your
I mean,
boy anymore.
He does. He also speaks with an English accent. He says, I don't like things. He doesn't like them.
Well, you have to think about your surroundings. He's picking up language from everybody around you. So the human brain at his age is amazing. What a fucking fertile freaking organ. You know what I mean? It's freaking, it absorbs everything. So.
He's taking in some bodegas.
He's hearing everybody talk.
It's absorbing everything.
Don't play that Mitchell and Webb.
He also says, he also started, we've been making kinetic sandcastles, and he knocked one over the other day and he brought it to me. He said, Daddy, it got fucked up. And I went, what'd you say? I said, it got fucked up. And I was like, you messed up. He said, yeah, Daddy, messed up. So now I'm trying to not say fuck so much.
You just can't talk on the phone around your kid. That's
I can't
all.
Say anything. Oh, I can't say
you're
anything.
You're not allowed to.
I
no, you're just not allowed to talk
the
on the
kid.
Phone around your kid. You just can't talk on the phone around your kid.
This is bad.
Ever.
We were watching, because he's in a toddler bed now. So he, when he takes his nap, he gets up himself and comes in, which is a new thing for us.
Wow.
So like, we're just like hanging out on the watching TV or something. And all of a sudden you hear the door and like little pitter patter. And it's like, hello, mama. Hello, daddy. Oh,
that's incredible.
And it's very funny, but we were watching Big Mouth the other day and like, he's like, I like this cartoon. And I'm like, no, we can't be watching this. But we kept letting it play, and like messed up things were happening. And I was like, I got to turn this off.
Yeah, I still have to see that.
What a weird season. I think.
What example are you setting?
The new Big Mouth season was really good.
Well,
really good.
Turned it off.
Weird. I did turn it off.
Yeah.
But after I turned it off when the credits are on. We had 6 minutes. We had 6 minutes left. I had to finish it. Yeah, he could have slept in his bed for another six minutes.
True. Put a lock on that door on the outside.
There's no snooze button on a kid.
There's no snooze button on a kid. I tried so many. The only snooze button I have is a PBS games app on my phone. That's like, he can play these like Daniel Tiger games at like 7:10 in the morning when he wakes up, and I can get like another 20-30 minutes of like half sleeping. It's great.
Don't you have to authorize purchases every?
No,
he needs your thumbprint to authorize purchases
God,
every so often.
Because God bless PBS kids, because they know exactly what they're doing. It's all in there. They can't really get out of it. It's great. He loves it. It's just Daniel.
So
Tiger
it's really
games.
Mr. It's really Mr. Rogers' jail. It's not Mr. Rogers'
it's
neighborhood.
The house.
It's Mr. Rogers' compound.
Mr. Rogers built. Mm. Is that true?
It's called PBS. Mr. Rogers' Candy Crush is what it is.
Mm. What?
Yeah.
That's the actual game? No.
No, guys.
I was going to say you have puppets and like doing the thing. Okay.
Well, I'd just like to tell everyone we're part of the Last Podcast Network. I don't know if they want us to tell you that anymore.
I don't think they mind.
It's January. It's a time of death and renewal.
Yeah. Stay strong out there.
We will come back next week with some version of this podcast. We might do some. we might throw some new shit your way. Who knows?
Well,
you don't know. You never know.
You never know.
We can chop this out if you want, but we can't announce the next week's guest if you want.
Just dare to be different. Whatever it is that happens,
do it.
Next week we are recording with Danny's old friend. I'm presuming he's your old friend because he's in that world for so long. Mr. Mark Summers, huge interview. It's going to be a lot of fun. To pick his
it's
brain
gonna be a
on
talk.
Slime.
I don't know if I'm gonna be interviewing him. If you have questions, Jeremy, I'm happy for you. Well, I would love it. I would love it if you produce the show.
Typically on most podcasts.
If you have questions, let us
have
know
our own,
at 347-470-8150.
Questions for Mark Summers. Maybe you have some weird Pete and Pete crossover with Double Dare that you want to pitch. Maybe you have adult, you know, whatever. You send us those messages on the Twits. You can find us at Danny and Mike on most of the socials, and Danny's at D Tamborelli on Twitter, at Danny Tamborelli on the Insta. Michael's at Michael C. Moreno on the Twitters. I am at Remy Balin, R-E-M-Y-B-A-L-O-N on most things. Seltzer Kings on others. But what else do we... check out our Patreon. Patreon.com/Danny and Mike with the N spelled out or not. I don't care. Do what you want.
Expecting payments at Petecoin.
That's right. No, it's Crabcoin now. He didn't send an updated email on it, but it's Crabcoin. That's about all we have, I think. Thank you all for tuning in and sticking with us. We love you all and hope January is going fine, and hopefully we all make it to February.
Yeah, it's my 40th birthday. You better make it.
It's going
to
be fine.
Look forward to it, Tim.
Let's try to be positive. Mike's right. Love you, boys.
Bye. No more letters. No more letters. Peace and love. No more letters.
You can send us letters to Mike's address.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Moreno. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Bailey. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.